Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello, everybody. December 28th with an all-caller show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's talk. You are the experts today. You are the guests. We'll do a number of things, tackle some hot-button issues, including that Journal News gun map and Upper West Side bike lanes. We had a short call-in on that the other week, and we're going to expand that into a broader call-in about how bike lanes affect people's shopping habits. We'll ask later in the show, what was the big news this year from your industry or line of work? And that's going to be very broad, whether you're a stockbroker or a nanny or you work at a car wash or you're a corporate lawyer or whatever you do. What was the news this year from your line of work? We'll do that one in about an hour. We'll have a call in on what you liked or disliked in 2012, and that can be anything. Also, what made you laugh in 2012? You can call up with jokes you heard or just whatever happened in real life that made you laugh. It's an all-caller show today. We don't need any politicians or experts. We have each other, and I think this is going to be really interesting. And we will begin with a call-in for anyone in Westchester or Rockland counties about that map of gun permit holders, more than 30,000, by the way, in the two counties, according to this map, which was published by the Journal News, the newspaper that covers Westchester and Rockland. So if you live in Westchester or Rockland, the phones are open for you for the first part of the hour, 212-433-WNYC. Is your name on the map? 212-433-9692. Did you look up your neighbors on the map? 212-433-9692. WNYC. If you're on the map, do you feel your privacy has been invaded or that this is public information, which it is, and that you have a publicly issued permit because guns are dangerous? The law specifies that your name and address be public information, which it does. So do you have a responsibility to allow it to be known? 212-433-WNYC. And if you've just discovered by looking at the Journal News that you are a neighbor of someone you now know has a gun permit, does this make you feel differently about that person? Does this make you feel differently about where you live? 212-433-9692. We'll take calls from Westchester and Rockland only on this for the next few minutes because we want to hear how this is really affecting people where they are, not just onlookers to where you actually are. I will mention that we invited the Journal News to give us a guest to discuss this article earlier in the week, and they declined, which disappointed me because if they purport to be upholding the importance of putting information like this out there, controversial as it is, to start a public discussion, fine, publish the map and have the conversation you want to start. Don't hide behind a written statement and not make the case for what you've published. But just for the record, we invited them to come on and talk about this, and they declined. Well, our lines are already full, so let's go right to our first caller, John in Rockland. Hey, John, thanks very much for calling in. Happy New Year to you.
And you too. Thank you for taking my call. My name was published with the permit holders. I've been a permit holder for almost 30 years, never had any problems owning a gun with my family or anyone else, and I was really surprised that they would do this. I don't know if it would put me in any kind of jeopardy, but it threw me off a bit. And actually, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm calling the Journal News and canceling my subscription to them.
How does it throw you off? What do you think might happen?
Well, I'm a liberal Democrat and happen to be a gun owner also.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, there's, worst case scenarios, people know that I have a concealed weapon permit. And if, somebody could come in shooting, will that happen? Probably not. But it just, I just have very mixed feelings about this.
You just feel like your privacy is invaded.
Well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And I haven't done anything wrong,
mm-hmm.
and now, How will it affect me? I'm really not sure. It just kind of annoyed me.
John, thank you very much for starting us off. I saw a probably meaningful comment on another website where somebody suggested instead of publishing the names of the gun permit owners and their addresses, how about publishing the names of people who've committed gun crimes, which is also public information? Put that together as a map, and maybe it's a greater guide to risk, argued that commenter. Kelly in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Kelly, thanks so much for calling in. Happy New Year.
Hi, good morning. Happy New Year to you, too. It's not quite that happy for me because I'm on the list, and I really feel that not only has my privacy been completely invaded, I have a next-door neighbor who's a policeman. He's on the list. I have a friend who's an FBI agent. He's on the list. Why aren't the criminals on the list? We are all legal permit holders. I target shoot. That's all I do. My guns are locked up. I've got two, because my husband and I both do this. And I never think twice about ever using a gun for anything else. And we're good law-abiding citizens, as John in Rockland County had stated, and that my name is and address is on a list. I feel very vulnerable now.
Vulnerable to what?
Well, what if some person who wants a gun and can't get one legally decides that, oh, let me visit these people in Westchester. Let's break into their house. Let's get their guns.
Do you think that's likely? I've heard that as one of the big two NRA arguments against this publication. And I'll say, you know, I'm not a big fan of what the Journal News did here. But I'm also not a big fan of the way the NRA is pushing back. And wouldn't you be less likely to be invaded by somebody who wants a gun because they would see it as a risky environment? Is somebody really going to break into your house and try to say, okay, where's the gun, knowing that you have one?
Well, I'm at work. I'm not carrying my gun.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody could break in. I have an alarm system, thank goodness. But still, you know, this to me is just a horrible thing to do to people. And none of my neighbors, except for the police officer, know that I have a permit. But now that I've seen some neighbors who are just a block away from me, I think I'm going to introduce myself, and perhaps we can all go target shooting together.
Yeah, there you go. It occurred to me that maybe it would have been more useful to publish a map of gun show locations, or maybe a map of homes, if they're going to publish any homes at all, where guns were sold from, if such a record exists, that are not formal gun stores. And obviously, individuals sell guns and all kinds of things to other individuals all the time. That's completely legitimate. But maybe a map like that would tell us something more about where guns are more likely being bought to get around the background check and, you know, fall through the background check loopholes.
Yes. My husband and I were fingerprinted. It took 6 months for us to get our pistol permits, and all we do is target shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I do have friends who hunt. I know that you can buy shotguns without any kind of permit, and I believe rifles as well.
Yes.
And here I've got a handgun. Believe me, a shotgun's going to do a lot more damage.
Yes.
And I've got a handgun just to target shoot. And I would have preferred a map that just showed all the little dots of this is where guns are and not people's names and addresses.
Yeah. Are you at all taken aback by the concentration of guns? You saw how dense that map was.
I was surprised. I am, as the first caller, John, had said, I'm a screaming liberal Democrat. And when people at the gun range have approached me and said, you have to join the NRA, you know, I'm sure you want to sign this petition. And I looked at them, I said, no, I'm a screaming liberal Democrat. I just want to target shoot. Leave me alone. They're shocked. But I was really surprised at the concentration of gun owners in the area. I was.
Kelly, thank you very much for calling in. I really appreciate
it. Thank you so much
for
doing this show. It's very important. And the Journal News, they are known cowards, so I'm not surprised that they didn't send anyone to your show.
Kelly, thank you. I don't know about known cowards in general, but they didn't send anyone to our show. Margaret in Yonkers, you're on WNYC next time. Margaret, Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year to you and to all your listeners. So I think the publication of the map is certainly is a shock. to see how many guns there are. It's I have like an arsenal to the right and to the left of me. And
boy, I saw like Yonkers. Holy moly, folks! If you look at, if you do wind up looking at the map, look at Yonkers. I mean, it's like black, dense with dots.
It's blood red. But that's it. Also, that they chose the color red, and that there's a psychological drama with that color choice. If the dots were blue, maybe there would be less of an intensive, you know, perception of the facts there. It's a news organization. They have to present the facts as they are. This is the public record. Here it is. That's their job. We have a free press. I do defend that they can do this.
Well, they don't seem to have broken the law here, because what they did was aggregate public records, and these are individual public records. It's in the law. And I thought actually the strongest part of the Journal News article was when they described what's in the law and what's not in the law. It is precisely enumerated in the law that the names and addresses of gun permit holders will be public information. However, they protected the gun industry. You know, I'd rather have seen it flipped, probably, or at least matched, because the gun, the types of guns are protected from being publicly listed. The number of guns per home is protected from being listed. So it probably would have been.
Yeah, they did note that in their article.
Yes.
That this doesn't tell you. It's a name and address of a person who has a gun. It doesn't tell you how many.
Right.
They wanted to know that.
So if somebody's got two dozen, you know, that might be interesting to know about your neighbor. I don't know that you need to know everybody who has a handgun permit.
Right, and if people get a sense of some kind of sense of security for buying a gun, and then suddenly they see their name on the list and they don't feel so secure, it shows you that this is not giving you security at all. It's a false sense of security. If you are such a proud gun owner, so what's wrong with your name being out there? If you're so such a gun-loving, proud owner of guns, you want to march around and join the NRA, what's wrong with your name? And you'll sign all these petitions. So then your name's in the paper, and now you're crying foul.
Well, did you hear the first two callers who both said they were liberal Democrats? The caller just before you said she's been approached to join the NRA, and she doesn't do that. She doesn't like the NRA, but she likes to target shoot, and she went through 6 months of background checks, and that's all she does is target shoot.
A person can choose this as a sport. Like you have a bow and arrow, and that's lethal.
So,
and that's, you know, looking for a bullseye.
So why do you so adamantly feel you need to know that person's name and address?
Well, these are lethal weapons. These are meant to kill, to maim. There's no other purpose, no other design intended for a gun to exist. It is a lethal weapon. And I feel that it's important in a civilized society. If you're going to have a lethal weapon, I want to know. I want to know you have it there.
Did you look up your actual block, and now you know individual neighbors, anybody you know?
Well, yeah, they're all over. You know.
So were you surprised?
I think the map is relevant. It's highly relevant, and it was. In this day and age, with the excessiveness of gun ownership, the obsessiveness with which people want to have them, you know, this map, yes, it does pound the table. It's like pounding the table. Well, this is what this is how far it's gone. No doubt there are some very, very fine people who own guns as a matter of sport, like the last caller. But, you know, they're not designed necessarily for sport. They're designed to kill. These are lethal weapons, every single one of them. And I think the map is relevant. We do have a problem.
Margaret, thank you very much. And it is interesting that even the previous caller, who was so offended by the way the map was put together, said that she was shocked by the concentration of guns. And it's over 30,000 permits in Rockland and Westchester combined. And, of course, what the Journal News did was to take these individual pieces of public information, the individual gun permits, which are public information, and aggregated them onto the map. That was the original act of journalism here. Does it make it an invasion of the privacy of the individuals? Not legally. Does it ethically? That's the question that's being raised. One of the questions that's being raised. Does it also serve a public purpose in that it makes people aware that there are just so many gun permits out there. And then maybe the next step for them would be to look at the amount of crime committed with guns and to look at something in the aggregate of, you know, just how many guns there are even legally out there and how much gun crime there is, even though these legal guns are the least likely to be used in crimes. So maybe there's something like that if they wanted to take a next step. But to this point, they haven't taken it. Alan in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Good morning. I think we need more transparency on gun ownership, and I applaud what the Journal News did. Let me give you a practical example of why I think this is important. My wife and I moved up to Westchester about 20 years ago, and when my oldest son was 7 years old, he came home from a play date and said, "Daddy, do you know that William's daddy has a gun?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that. How do you know?" And he goes, "Because William showed it to me." And ever since then, my wife and I would always ask parents, "Do you have a gun in your home? Is it locked?" But I was shocked that there was gun access to a young child in a home up in northern Westchester where I live. And we started to ask parents in the school before playdates, "Do you have a gun in your home?" Some parents reacted positively and gave us information saying yes or no, and we made sure that they were locked. Some parents seemed to be a little bristled at being asked that question. But what I know is that guns are, in homes are more likely to hurt the owner or friends of the owner than they are to stop a criminal. So I think, you know, having a map that shows where gun ownership is valuable for parents as well as the community at large. You know, individual behavior has social consequences, and sometimes we need to regulate individual behavior in order to have a sane society.
Alan, thank you very much. And Richard in Scarsdale, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Richard.
Happy New Year, and thank you for taking my call. As I mentioned to your screener, I have some 45 years of law enforcement experience and have been carrying a weapon in all those years. I live in Scarsdale, and frankly, I was really surprised to see how many people in Scarsdale had handguns. In the first, I would just like to say that in answer to Alan's comment, I raised two boys, well, we raised two boys in Scarsdale, and everyone knew my background. For a period, I was active and then retired. Never once, to my knowledge, did anyone ever question whether their children could have play dates with my children. So I imagine every situation is itself. I just want to say that I have no problem that my name was published. I also have no pretense about why the Gannett people did it. I think they were looking to kind of embarrass people. By the way, there were 44,000 handgun permits in Westchester when you're referring to that map. In any case, as I say, I don't personally care. I am sympathetic to, I'll call them civilians, who have permits. For the most part, they are permits for guns in their homes, for target shooting. These are not people running around armed and dangerous. If someone like Alan is concerned, that's his privilege. He can prohibit his children from playing with whomever he likes. I just think there's a broader discussion here. Mayor Bloomberg touched on something recently on another show, and he said, we've got to stop talking about gun control. We need to talk about regulation. This is a very big issue. This is a mental health issue. Let me tell you, I was a homicide detective for 12 years, and I can tell you there's all sorts of weapons of destruction out there. There are bats. There are bludgeons. There are knives. I don't do the research, but I dare say throughout this country, more people are injured and killed by things other than guns. Obviously, we have to focus on these mass shootings. This week alone, this month alone, we had two people shoved from train stations
right
in New York City. What do we do?
But we have 30,000 people a year die by gunfire. And I wonder, Richard, to your point about other things that need to be discussed with respect to guns, regulation, as Mayor Bloomberg says, you know, maybe instead of identifying individual licensed gun permit holders in their homes, maybe we should be reviving a debate on universal gun registration. I know gun owners recoil from this like it's, you know, Nazi Germany, but every car in the United States has to be registered. Why not every gun? That would probably close the gun show loophole in effect, too. Then any time a gun is used in a crime or owned illegally, it could be tracked.
Let me just add one other thing, if I may, and thank you again for taking this call. I'm not particularly in favor of people having carry firearms. I've professionally been involved in incidents which, I'll use the expression, somebody has a fender bender. They get out of their car, and they think they're being menaced. They have absolutely no idea of what the rules are for self-defense, and you know, as far as using deadly physical force, mm-hmm. even in New York State. They have absolutely no idea. We read about these all the time. They don't get training. That's why I say it's a really mm-hmm. broad issue, and we have to attack it from all of those.
Absolutely. And one of the, I think, downsides of what the Journal News did here is that they've given the NRA a distraction. So instead of talking about training and registration and loopholes and background checks, we're now talking, and on this show at least for one segment, but you know, in the more commercial press, day after day after day this week, on what the Journal News did instead of what the gun law should be.
Right.
So they've given them that distraction. Let me ask you one more quick thing before you go, because you said you don't feel particularly threatened, you don't care one way or another, as retired law enforcement, that your name and address are on this map. A previous caller said she's concerned particularly that law enforcement personnel are on the map, because now people know where cops or retired cops or FBI agents who have guns in their homes live. Does that not concern you?
Let me answer it this way, Brian. As a homicide detective back in the 70s, I have put dozens of people in jail for the rest of their life or long-term sentences. I do not look over my shoulder and worry whether they're going to come and get me. I don't think for professional law enforcement those are concerns. But, I mean, I appreciate what she's, you know, what she's saying, mm-hmm. but I don't see any mm-hmm. of that as a concern.
Richard, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. We'll take one more on this, as we've been talking about the Journal News of Westchester and Rockland publishing a map with all the names and addresses of all the gun permit holders in Westchester and Rockland counties, identifying them by name and by address, which are matters of public record, but they aggregated them onto a map, and now they're in the newspaper and on their website for all to see. Very controversial this week. And for our last caller, we're going to take Mika Sifri, who I know very well and worked with a lot. He's with the Sunlight Foundation, Personal Democracy Forum, Tech President, sites like that, and into data mapping as a tool of open government journalism. So, Mika, thanks for calling in, and what are you thinking, real quick?
Sure, Brian. First of all, I think what the Journal News did was really fantastic, because this is public data. People, you know, when they register for permits, do allow, they know that this information is publicly available. The Journal News has created the possibility of a broader conversation for all of us to now have about the popularity of gun ownership. It's seeing things in a new way. We've been mapping crime data for years. That information is available all over the place. And this is just another example of how publicly available data can enable us to see as a society what's happening around us.
So let me push back for 1 minute. Mm-hmm. We're going to run out of time. But you know I'm a big fan of data news, data journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Would there have been another way to do it that doesn't get into all these law-abiding citizens' kitchens? Could they have done it without publishing the actual addresses, still created a map, but kind of, you know, by block or by tract or something like that, and still accomplish the public purpose?
I think that's right. And I think that's why we're having this debate, and other newspapers and news sites around the country are probably watching and wondering what they should do. And they'll probably do things that are a little less personal. But people should still remember, this is public data. And if I saw a map that showed me that my town, Hastings-on-Hudson, has all these people with gun permits, a large number, I might still want to go and find out more. So for the folks who are surprised, they should realize the same way that your mortgage information is public, this kind of information is public.
Mika, thanks a lot. And thanks to all of you for weighing in on this. And certainly some of the takeaways. People are all over the map, on this question. A lot of gun owners, even who are liberal Democrats, feel invaded, that their privacy was invaded by this needlessly. Everybody is also shocked at the concentration. And maybe that's the piece of journalism that comes out of it that's got the most impact, the concentration of guns. I had counted over 30,000 based on some of the aggregated numbers that were on there. Richard, our caller, said it was over 40,000 in Westchester and Rockland alone. So a public discussion, for better or worse, or maybe both, started by the Journal News.